You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand has recorded its highest ever daily numbers of COVID-19 infections since the beginning of the pandemic, with 94 new infections yesterday, 87 of them in Auckland, which remains in lockdown for at least 14 more days. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff told the ABC that due to the Delta variant, the fight against COVID-19 spread has been more difficult. The city has been on a lockdown, but that does not seem to be working to the government's liking, with Mayor Goff placing the blame on people not doing the right thing.
But the big problem we've got with the spread of it is not where we've loosened the restrictions that we had, it's with people not following the rules. So it's the transmission is largely household to household. We're finding it particularly in our poorer communities. At the moment it's half the cases are in our Maori communities, and it's through people basically living in circumstances where they live closely together, where they don't follow all the rules.
Mr. Goff expects the number of daily infections to rise before plateauing.
We figure that, the estimates are that we may end up with, up to 200 new cases a day and hopefully plateauing at that level.
On New Zealand's South Island, the situation is different. Travellers from there can now visit Australia and not quarantine for 2 weeks. In New Zealand, 72% of the population is fully vaccinated and almost 90% have had one dose. To Russia, where another daily record of coronavirus deaths was registered on Tuesday as rapidly surging infection rates raised pressure on the healthcare system. Nowhere is the pressure felt more directly than at hospital number 52 in Moscow. With only about a third of Russia's 146 million people vaccinated against COVID-19, the country has hovered near or over 1,000 reported deaths per day since Saturday, a situation that Dr. Georgi Arbolishvili says causes despair.
The majority of ICU patients in grave condition are unvaccinated. It causes despair because the grave course of illness could have been easily avoided if a person had been vaccinated. We see the mortality statistics we have in our country. It's directly linked to vaccination. The countries with a high share of those vaccinated don't have such bad mortality numbers.
With a record 1,015 fatalities reported on Tuesday, the country's death toll is now more than 225,000, by far the highest in Europe, even though most experts agree that the figure is an underestimation. The government's COVID-19 task force has registered more than 8 million infections, and its official COVID-19 toll ranks Russia as having the fifth most pandemic deaths in the world, following the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico. As of Monday, about 45 million Russians, or 32% of the country's nearly 146 million people, have been fully vaccinated. To Bolivia, where former COVID-19 patients are literally getting a breath of fresh air inside the Purapura forest on the outskirts of La Paz as they walk what is being called the oxygen path. Eucalyptus leaves in the South American nation are used in countless home remedies to help open up constricted lungs with their mentholated aroma, and that same sensation is what is attracting people who survived the virus to go there to breathe in the forest air. According to Marcelo Lorberg, Secretary of the Environment for the City of La Paz, the small forest found on 197 hectares of land above the western portion of the city is home to some 400,000 eucalyptus, cypress, and pine trees.
One of the principal objectives of the path of oxygenation is to invite all residents who have suffered the effects of COVID to come to breathe in the clean air in the place, the lung of the city. We understand that here in the zone, that approximately 400,000 trees are registered within the 197 hectares, which is the lungs of the city. We consider this very important for all the people who have suffered from COVID that would like to come and enjoy breathing in this clean air, which surely will give them a feeling of peace and tranquility. We are sure that they will oxygenate their lungs, and it will be a very lovely experience for all those who have survived COVID.
To date, Bolivia's Ministry of Health has registered just over 507,000 cases of COVID-19, and almost 19,000 people have died because of the virus. Although the number of COVID-19 daily cases has recently declined, authorities in Bolivia are anticipating a new wave in November, with 51% of the population not yet vaccinated. In the United States, thousands of unvaccinated workers are facing potential job losses as a growing number of states, cities, and private companies begin to enforce mandates for inoculation against COVID-19. Thousands of police officers and firefighters in cities like Chicago and Baltimore are at risk of losing their jobs in the coming days under mandates that require them to report their vaccination status or submit to regular coronavirus testing. While controversial, the mandates have been effective at convincing many hesitant workers to get vaccinated against the virus, which has killed more than 700,000 people in the United States. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.